KSIV now presents Encounter, a public service program of Bot Radio Network, dedicated to keeping you informed about the issues that affect your life. Now, here's today's Encounter broadcast.
Back to school routine. Are you trying to jump back into that routine now that summer's over? Well, if you're a parent or a grandparent or maybe even a student, is it a challenge for you? Well, I have as my guest Danny Huerta, and he is the Vice President of Parenting at Focus on the Family. We're going to talk about some tips on how to get into the routine of the school year, and better yet, why it's so important. Danny, thanks for joining me today on Encounter.
Hey, Judy. Thanks for having me on the show. Appreciate it.
You know, Focus on the Family must have thought this was a pretty important topic to put together a program to help parents. Tell us about why it's so important and how Focus on the Family wants to help our parents and families out there.
Yeah, it's essential for a family to have a routine. It creates really memory markers for kids, first of all, but it creates order to an otherwise potentially chaotic life. I mean, it is not easy to create a routine. And I have a 15-year-old and a 13-year-old. And that waking up part, the meal times, the homework, the chores, all the different aspects of a routine that mainly get broken or set to the side during the summertime, all of a sudden comes in the forefront when we're hitting school. And it's important because it helps memory and it also helps relationship. It helps bring order. And the brain longs for some type of routine so that it has the predictability and the peacefulness that it needs to just calm down when there's a lot of unexpected things that come to us day in and day out.
Danny, I love that term, memory marker. Talk about that a little bit. And how long does it take to develop a good memory marker in our brains?
Yeah, the routines form memory markers. But if you think back to meal times you had with your family or times at bedtime when you were maybe read to or you were reading a book, it causes you to remember something at a certain age in your life. And you want to repeat that and adjust and repeat. And it takes several months for those memory markers to begin to form. And I know some of the kids will tell me, hey, I remember when my mom or my dad would read to me. And these are adults now. And they look back at that and can remember the age that that happened because it created a connected memory. If I ask them, you know, when did you go to the store? It's just scattered. It's all over. They went to stores, different types of stores. But those routines are ones that create a cohesive narrative story of your life throughout the stages that you went through. And really, mealtimes can be a great time to create relationship connectedness and great memories together as a family, as well as other routines.
Well, it's also a bonding thing. Routines are helpful in bonding and helping kids and us adults realize that we do have a place to belong.
Yes, and Judy, you know, what's interesting to me is a lot of adults have to break from a routine, like just playing and playfulness and enjoying things, because our brain naturally goes to that as we take more ownership of life. If we're stepping into our life intentionally and maturing, at times we begin to long for those days when we didn't have as much planned and could just play. But routines create order and ownership of the life you have. And it's called responsibility for some kids. And they're learning how to do that. So that the routine of chores, the routine of homework, the routine of school is important to also teach responsibility that goes along with relationship. And as kids are growing older, they begin to learn how to manage those different routines, how to balance life. And that's part of a maturing brain and a maturing life, knowing how to balance those. And as adults, we have to learn the routine of playfulness, play in our marriages, playing with our kids, pausing to rest. That routine many times is lost as an adult. We learn how to work. We learn how to do. We do forget the rest and the play and the enjoyment that God has for us as well.
You're absolutely right on that. I've been in major transition with about five or six areas of my life recently, and sometimes it just feels overwhelming, and I forget to just enjoy the moment for what the moment is. So let's talk about this whole routine thing. Don't wait too long to establish your back-to-school routine. When should you really start looking at establishing the back-to-school routine? And what are some tips where you should start, Danny?
Well, I would say to any parent, start now. Even if you haven't started school, here in Colorado, schools are well underway. Some of them are 3 weeks in. And it's never too soon, really, as far as 2 weeks ahead or 1 week ahead. You want to get in that flow and that pattern and know it's going to be very imperfect. But one tip that I'd give is involve your kids in the planning of the routine. That's so good for them to be involved in it and have some ownership. Recently, our family, a new high schooler now, my son just entered high school, my daughter just entered junior high, and we made a list of the things that we need to do in order to conquer our house, you know, to make sure maintaining it together as a family. And each one is going to have their routine. They were planning it. My daughter made the little chart. She was into it because she's an organized girl and loves things to be orderly. And so I said, hey, that's a great skill you have. How about you do a chart for us? My wife inputted into that. And then we talked about, had kind of a fun meeting with some root beer floats. And it was our planning to do this as a team. It wasn't us saying, hey, you have to do this. It's, hey, we're going to do this as a team, and we need your input. And then on homework, we ask what makes the most sense for you to get that done. You have to get it done, and it is going to create stress. What would make sense routine-wise for you and your personality and what you prefer, and we know you want downtime. And so taking each personality and each child into consideration, but overlaying it with, hey, you have a responsibility. So involving your kids in that planning of a routine at the beginning, at that stage, and then as you're revising and looking each week, hey, how's it working? Are we doing well? And if you're doing well, celebrate. Go out for a celebration, and maybe go out to dinner or have a little mini party at your house. That, hey, we're doing this, and it's helping our family. It's creating connectedness. And if it's not working, that's okay. Let's figure out what do we need to adjust to make this work and keep it a positive thing, because once you start turning it into a shaming thing or that you're telling somebody you're not doing this right,
yeah,
then it begins to create conflict.
Danny, what if parents are saying, oh, my kids are already in school, where do I start now?
Yeah, maybe it's tonight, maybe it's tomorrow. Start to put a chart, what needs to be put in place, have the kids participate in that, and then consistently be patient with that routine. It's not going to go just perfect that first day, or it may go real well for 2 days and then fall off. The idea is be consistent, be persistent, and also be patient as you're implementing that. And I would say it would take a month, maybe 6 weeks, to really get in the flow. Again, celebrate along the way and make corrections. Let kids know if they're completely out of the routine and they say, no, I don't want to get up, or maybe they're cranky in the morning or they're not wanting to do homework. Figure out what's causing that and then create solutions. Maybe an earlier bedtime with homework. Maybe it's frustration with a certain topic. And maybe you say, hey, let's put some music on or something to help you tolerate the fact that this is frustrating. We can't take that away. But maybe you can create something that helps you tolerate this as you do it and as you complete it, because you still have to.
Danny Huertas, Vice President of Parenting at Focus on the Family. Danny, tell us about some of the programs that Focus on the Family has to help parents in this.
Well, with the back to school, we have focusonthefamily.com/best year ever. It's the best year ever resource. We want parents to have that best year ever. It's an email at a time that you get to consume and look through, and some video content there for you as you look at the different dimensions of making this the best year ever with your kids. And, of course, just visit our website, and within that at focusonfamily.com/parenting, and you can get a ton of resources there and dig into free downloads and videos and then join the many different social media places we're in as well.
Can you give us a brief summary of what Focus in the Family has to offer the family?
We have tools to equip parents towards a biblical foundation in their home, to teach their kids biblical principles and also to grow themselves in the biblical teachings of Christ. I would encourage a family to get into the routine of prayer together as a family. That's an important one. Praying together, really going to God and seeking that wisdom from God. And that's what we're hoping to do with the tools and resources we provide families, pointing families back to Christ and equipping parents so that they can disciple and mentor the next generation so that they can thrive in Christ.
That website, Danny, again?
FocusOnTheFamily.com/parenting or FocusOnTheFamily.com/parenting. best year ever. You'll enjoy both.
FocusOnTheFamily.com/parenting or FocusOnTheFamily.com/best year ever. Sounds like some great tools, Danny. Can you give us any statistics that parents should know about routine or family parenting that have been valuable to you as you've raised your family?
You know, Judy, I would say the statistics are shifting. Sometimes I do have to say that you've asked a person that is a bit skeptical of some of the statistics because they tend to be skewed. But I would say just in a more practical way, with the families that I've counseled, I would say 100% of the families that I've worked with over the last 18 years in the school system and counseling do better when they put in some type of routine in their home. And the ones that don't end up very stressed, frustrated, and in conflict. I can say with full confidence that's 100% of the families that I've been working with, again, in the school system and also within my counseling practice with families.
And remember, it's generational. If you have routine in your home, your kids pick it up generationally and pass it on to their kids. Danny Huerta has been my guest. He's the Vice President of Parenting at Focus on the Family. Thanks so much for joining me. And go to FocusOnTheFamily.com/parenting or FocusOnTheFamily.com/best year ever and get some great tools that you can use to keep your family on track. I'm Judy Redlich. Thanks for joining me for Encounter.